You're listening to My Wedding Season, the podcast. I'm your host, Ida Glovic. I photograph intimate weddings and elopements in Europe. This is the show where I provide overwhelmed wedding photographers with the inspiration, tools, and resources needed to build a thriving brand and business. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of My Wedding Season, the podcast. I just want to take a moment to say that I've been reading a lot of posts lately online from photographers who are feeling discouraged by a lack of bookings. If that is you, I just want to encourage you to take whatever's in your power to get more inquiries and increase your bookings. Sometimes we stick with what has always worked. How about trying out other marketing strategies? If you love being a full-time wedding photographer, do not give up. Sometimes running a business is hard, but you can do it. Be sure to look back through previous episodes of this podcast for useful information that can help you out. On today's episode, I'm joined by Amir, who is the co-founder of PicTime, an online gallery for professional photographers. I had the honor of chatting with Amir and Nirz on episode 21, where we chat about enhancing the experience for your clients after the wedding. So be sure to check it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to PicTime for sponsoring this podcast. PicTime is an advanced online gallery platform for photographers offering beautiful galleries, a built-in print store, marketing automation, a slideshow creator, and blogs. They are enhancing their services using AI technology. Depending on the plan, you can use the AI writing assistant for blogs, AI image filter, and AI photo search for clients. If you've been tuning into this podcast long enough, you already know that I'm a huge fan of creating SEO-optimized content in the form of blogs to attract potential clients. PicTime now allows you to easily use your images that are already uploaded in a gallery to create a blog post. And then, with just a few clicks, you can easily generate SEO-optimized text for your blog. Don't worry about it sounding machine-generated because you can always go in and make changes for it to sound like you. It is just there to assist you in the process. And now, you also have the ability to quickly filter through images in your galleries. This is particularly helpful when you want to share images with vendors after wedding. Or, you can use it to select images to share on social media. Make sure you check out their newly revamped mobile app. Your clients are now also able to search through the gallery to find people or by using keywords. This feature allows them to easily share images and has proven to increase the likelihood of print orders because it is directly linked to the store. And the cool thing is that multiple languages are supported, including Spanish, French, German, and Portuguese. When you're ready to upgrade to a paid plan to gain access to all these features, be sure to use the code AIDA, A-I-D-A, to earn 1 month free. You can get 20% off the advanced plan if you sign up until March 6th, 2024. Normally, this episode would have come out on Wednesday, March 6th, but I've done an early release so that you have a couple of days to think it over. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me or to the PicTime team. Now, without any further ado, let's get into the conversation that I had with Amir.
Amir, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you. And I'm excited about PicTime all the time and everything you guys are doing. So glad to dive into all things AI, all the things you're doing, all the products and services you're offering to photographers. So before I say too much, can you introduce yourself for people who might not know who you are and just talk about PicTime and what you're working on these days?
Sure. I just want to say before that it's, I always like to be hosted in your podcast. And after this intro, I'm for sure I'll come more.
Please do so, because I love it. It's such a pleasure. So yeah, go for it. We'd love to hear from you.
So my name is Amir, and together with Nirit, my wife, we started PicTime. And Nirit, she's a photographer, and it was her idea. It took us a long time until we got to do it. But after many years, we actually sat down and started this company. And our aim is to empower professional photography, to help photographers have a more viable business model and to have professional photography be more present in everyone's life. This is kind of long-term mission for us.
Yes, you know, like when people ask me who are not photographers about pick time, I feel like it doesn't do it justice when I say it's like an online gallery platform, because it's developed to be so much more, you know. Maybe it would have fit to say that a few years ago to be like, oh, that's just how I deliver my galleries to my clients. But at this point, you've added so much more to it. Like if someone who's not in our industry asked you, what is pick time like? How would you describe it to them now in 2024?
I would say it's a photo integrated publishing photo platform. So the idea is that we focus on the business impact, maximizing the business impact of the photo for the professional photographer. So how the photographers will bring their photos to the system, and from there, they can take it to different channels in the most efficient way for their business.
Definitely. Like last time when you came on with Mirrors, we talked about how photographers can enhance the client experience after the wedding, because I think we're usually focused on, we've done the wedding, the images are done, we've delivered it. But we talked then again about like prints and the value of prints and how that's really adding to that experience for them. And that was before, just before you launched blogs. So we can touch about like blogging with pick time and then get into talking about how you've now introduced AI writing assistant for blogs and how that helps photographers.
Sure, but in general, I think that the focus in the past, photographers, the whole journey for them was to take the photos and deliver it to the client, and this is where it ended. And I think today with the online capabilities, actually the photo journey starts when the photographer finishes. And I think it's crucial that the photographer will be present in this journey and will be able to also direct it in a way, in the best way. So I remember there was Erica from Two Man. She said something that for her slideshows, for example, and blogs. So blogs is kind of presenting herself to future clients, but slideshows is a way for her to kind of help her clients focus on the photos she likes more. So it's always, of course, the client at the end of the day would like whatever they like, but you can direct them, because this, you are the professional, and you kind of lead them the way, saying, here, this is the narrative, this is the story, and this is how I want you to have this additional perspective to look into your photos. Now, with blogs, it's the same and different. So it's the same idea, right? You want to create some kind of narrative around yourself, around the photos. A lot of photographers, so blogs we already talked about, AI part. Which is part of a bigger thing that we do around what we call the peak time research. There's we have a group of people that are looking all the time into ways to add smarts to the system in order to help photographers. This is the goal: how to create more personalized content for their clients or business partners, like vendors and so on. How to make their lives more efficient. How to help them bypass some kind of deficiencies they have that they cannot do. For example, with the AI assistant, a lot of photographers having like a writer block or fear from the need of creating text, right? And so this is how this is why we added. Actually, we launched blogs, and this was the main feedback that we got, that now the hurdle moved to the from collecting the photos and designing them, it moved to the text. So we try to help with that. The thing with the blog, I think, is very important, that, and this is what we try to do behind the scenes. So when you write, let's say, your brand values, and you write experience or a few words about the vendor, we try to bring in basically the other side that is important in the text, which is how that will play in the SEO, how that will play into search engines and so on. So there are we are directing the engine beneath the hood. I don't know how to say it in English, probably.
Absolutely, I'm following exactly what you mean.
Under the
There's an art form to creating blogs, right? Because like I've been recently talking about in the past how we used to blog was different. It was more about presenting our images, showing that, and maybe just talking a little bit about the day, and that was sufficient. But right now, blogging is a new way of content creation and also to create searchable content so that we're even found. It's the way we are attracting clients, and how to do that doesn't come necessarily naturally to a lot of photographers. It's time consuming, or they feel like they can't write. So that's why I love that. Of course, number one, blogging the images has just become easier with QuickTime because our images are already uploaded there. But number two, now that you have that ChatGPT integration into it, and just with a few keywords, a little bit of description and information about the vendors, it already creates it for you. And of course, you can go in there and refine it, but the heavy duty work is being done, which I feel like puts a lot of weight off the shoulders for photographers, which is amazing.
Yes, the usually, you know, as a software developers, you all the time measure things with the attachment rate, how many of your clients are using each of the different features. And
Yeah.
I hope I'm not mistaken, but this one is above 50%. So more than half of the photographers are using this AI writing tool, which is a very, very high usage rate. So
Yeah.
I would say it was a surprise and not, well, like we expected it, but it was stronger than we initially thought.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, when you also move to creative because you were getting that feedback, it just knows that product market fit is right on it. And I mean, I think for a lot of photographers, as we've seen, it's not as easy to be found on social media unless you're like really putting out so much video content and all that. And there's really a tendency to work on the SEO aspects of marketing our business, and therefore it just only makes sense that the usage rate has gone up, so I'm happy to let more people know about it because I feel like this is a way to really get clients moving forward for a lot of people. So that's
Definitely,
amazing.
it is.
Yeah, and I know we hear the word AI thrown out. It makes some people nervous. Some people are just thinking, oh gosh, what's happening, right? Especially because there's such a big development in the past year. But we can put the word AI aside and just more talk about the benefits of the features that are coming onto QuickTime. So we have the blogs. Now let's talk about like the other one, which is about the image filter, how that's working and how that can help photographers.
The photo search or the image filter, we call it image filter, now we're starting to call it a photo search. There's two main algorithms that work here. One is trying to group by facial and also body. So we have an advantage in this situation that a photo shoot is limited in time. With high quality photos. So people do not change, their body does not change a lot during like the dress. People sometimes re replace clothing, but not a lot. So we have the advantage of trying to group the right photos in a better, in a stronger way than you would do, let's say, with Google Photos or something like that. We invested a lot, a year and a half working on that. So this is one category, grouping by people. So if somebody gets into the gallery, they can say, I want to see photos of this person. And we also map who are the people that are most like he has the highest frequency of being together in other photos with them. So we suggest also quickly, usually you'll say yourself, so your wife, your family will be close to you. So you can say these are my people of interest, and the gallery will be filtered. So if you're getting into 1,000 photos gallery, it will filter the photos you like. We saw that So first of all, this is also it's the usage rate is climbing every day, and this is amazing. We just released it a week ago, but it's already in the very high percentages of the total amount of users. So it is catching on very strong. The interesting thing we saw, first of all, for main clients, the main benefit is easier sharing. So you want to share people the gallery. You don't want to burden them with all the photos. It's very quickly you select your friends and you share all these photos to them. And then you select a close family or college friends and so on. And this is we see main clients more on the sharing. Usually the main clients will go through all the photos. Everything is interesting for them. So this is only a tool that helps them in sharing and a little bit when they buy at the store. A huge impact is for the guests. We saw an amazing usage on guests. Our guests are staying sometimes even twice. Well, the average is close to twice, but if you'll take from all the user, it's around 40% increase. But for the guests, almost twice the time in the gallery. So they're spending much more time in the gallery, which is kind of counterintuitive, right? You say, I'm showing you less photos.
Yeah.
And now you stay more. People look on the photos more. They spend more time. They enjoy more the photos when you give them the photos they like. And after thinking about it, it doesn't make sense, because if you get to a gallery with 1,000 photos where your photos are scattered all over and you can't see them, you lose your patience.
And there's all the attention span, right? But like also what I understand is once they find those photos that they're looking for, it's become even easier for them to download it if it's, able to be downloaded.
With the store, with the download, with sharing. Yeah. So yes, we try to make, of course, the action after the filtering much easier. Yes.
Yeah, so like that's something tangible for photographers to know, where they're like, okay, they have this ability, but where's that overall benefit to the business? So that's how we can tie it back to be like, oh yeah, there are profits also connected.
So I would say the benefit for the business is in two ways, which is basically always on the axis of everything we're trying to do. But this is very clear. You can see it on stats. So as I said, in average, the time on site increased 40%, and the purchases from the people who use it increased 40%. So you're getting more e-commerce activity, and you're getting more brand exposure. People enjoy your photos longer. They're present with your brand much longer. So I think these are the main two benefits of that. And actually, these are the two main core values we are trying to convert to enable to photographers or to promote.
So have you heard from photographers who've been using it already how they're communicating these features to their clients? Are there any tips we can give in terms of, are they just saying, hey, when you send out the gallery link to your guests, they can do this? Or is it just assumed that they can search it, it's visible? Are there any tips to push that, to kind of make it more obvious?
So we saw, actually, you're asking me as if we had an organized procedure to analyze that, and we didn't. And I was thinking while you were asking, I said, we didn't go to see how photographers market it. But when you ask, I'm trying to think what I saw, and there were lots of sharing on social media. For I saw that photographer saying, all my clients, now our gallery, my gallery has this feature. You can go in and search yourself or your loved ones in a much easier way. Go ahead and try. So that I did see on social media, but we didn't have a conversation with photographers about like.
I know, it's very new. It just came to me.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea, because I think it does, like, it is a benefit. When you sit with your client, you can say, here, you'll get a gallery where your guests will be able to search for yourself, for themselves. You'll be able to search for specific people and share content with them in a more a focused way. So I think that's It is, we should do it.
It just occurred to me because sometimes, you know, we have to inform our clients to let them know, because for them, everything is new, you know, the more we empower them with knowledge of how to interact with such things, the better it is. It just was a question that just popped in my head right now. But
Well, I think that people today know about it because you have it in Google Photos, you have
it's
it in
true.
Apple, but in our space, it is new. And I think people will see the quality is very good. Something that we did see, which is different than what you'll see with Google, is that sometimes, not 100%, but it is very good, and I hope we'll also improve it. But we also recognize people from the back. So you'll see, for example, a lot of artistic shots that shoot that are from the back, people, you know, going down the aisle or something like that. It will still recognize that. So that's...
Yes, I did watch the YouTube video from Magic. And he was showing party shots, and it would find someone also dancing in the background. So it's actually really, really good. So I think for people who are curious, and if it's even a big wedding with masses of people, it's working pretty well.
Yes. So this is, we worked on that. The additional thing with that is, this is our own development, so it's not getting out to any third party or anything, also from privacy perspective. So all of that is one category, right? It's the face, the group, grouping of people.
Yeah.
And as you said, there are people that are concerned about it. So we know there are people that are concerned about it. So there is, they can switch it off per gallery or for everything if they want. In general, the AI here, all the AI we're developing is just another name for algorithms that do stuff, you know. It's not like, and they're very purposeful. These are not algorithms that can or trying to do something as a human, right? They're doing very specific tasks. And from privacy perspective, there's no connection between the group of photos and the person, like a name or an email or so on. So we do not keep any connection like that. So even if somebody selects one person and email it, this connection is never kept. It will be, this email got this list of photos, and the photos include, you know, not only this person, right? It includes this person exists with them, but it's like any other share that people will do. So there's no, we're trying to be very careful not to create this type of links, just to make it simpler from the privacy concerns and these type of things.
Absolutely important to mention, because, you know, especially for all those of us in the EU with GDPR, you know, data protection laws and everything, facial recognition, it's so important to know this and then to clarify. So for those of you in the EU, just make sure that you inform your clients exactly what this means. And I think things are going to be okay.
And the other class is free text search into the photos.
Right.
I have to say, this is kind of a real magic for me still. Now, like when they showed it to me, my mind was blown away. Like you can search, show me photos with dogs, and you see dogs. Show me photos with bubbles. Show me photos with red dress or with a cake. Like, you can really ask questions. So now this is for the, let's say, academic amusement from that, right? But the other type where people can search for things, this is actually also the photographer can do it from the photographer side, but also the client. This is something that can also help in different directions. So first of all, it floats. I think we're going to improve it. To make a few things even a little bit more accessible, but it can promote themes inside the photos in a very nice way. So if you were in an event where there was something funny with bubbles, then people can search bubbles and they see it all across the event, or with kids. So you search kids and you'll see that, or hugs. Like, so you can see all the emotional parts or group photos. It will show you all the group photos. So there's all kind of things that this help the client. With that, I would say that we see, again, also climbing use constantly, but it is lower than the person, the face. And we are going to have some improvements to that. So the photographer may be able to put a few pre-made queries that would look like collections. And he knows about the event, so he can quickly write a few things. It's like a few seconds. And then the clients will get, let's say, the nice group photos or the sunset by the cliff or something, you know. And it's you just write a few words and that's it. All this collection will be organized for people. So this is something we plan. It's not yet there. The other part that we're seeing use with that is for vendors. A vendor that gets into the gallery says flowers, and you see all the photos with flowers or cake or limousine or live music, or and immediately the relevant photos for them show up. So I think that helps a lot with vendor relationship.
Absolutely, exactly, right? So it's also from the photographer's perspective, after a wedding, if you want to send photos to the florist, for example, all you have to do is put in flowers, it gets it for you. And yeah. I think you have different options. You can either just email them off or get a secure link, or you can even create a blog post quickly directly from the selection.
So the use for that, there's two things. First of all, on the client side, so if you send the full gallery to your vendor, they can search themselves by saying flowers. But if you use it on the photographer side, then you have a vendor selection, and you can say venue or florist. Now, when you click florist, it is a much more sophisticated search than flowers. There's multiple angles that our team set, and they're trying to collect, so it will search, I don't know, flowers, but also bouquet, or I don't know, all kinds of different perspectives that you can look into this specific thing. And the same thing goes for live music or for venue also. It's a pretty vague type of term. So we worked on all this, on a few categories, which are the search there is more sophisticated than just a single collection of terms. And you can click, you can select if you want, or you can use the automated selection that we have. Like, but you're getting things organized in a much, much narrower way. And yes, and now it's very easy to send a gallery to your vendor that they can see the photos relevant for them. You can, in few clicks, create a slideshow or a blog for them. And this is less people use that, the vendor specific thing, but every photographer we're talking with them about it, they say, "Ooh!" And actually, we saw a few photographers that were doing that. This is how we got the idea that it makes sense, because if you do that, it costs you a minute.
Yes.
But it's an amazing service. It's an amazing sharing opportunity with your vendors and so on. So
Amir, I bet you, trust me, at least for those of us in Europe, North America and stuff, we're just going to go into the high season. It's still coming, you know?
Yes.
So in the summer, you're going to see a spike.
We just launched it. We are also learning how to educate about it. I hope this one helps. This podcast. So we are all the time trying to see how to make it more efficient, accessible for people, understandable for people, because it is a constantly growing.
Certainly. I mean, right now I know a lot of people, you know, in our market are more focused on blogging, getting clients and stuff. But once those weddings start, it's more relevant then that after each wedding, most photographers want to get out those vendor images quite quickly so that they can go on social media. So it's going to kind of have an ebb and flow of which features are going to be useful, but it's making things so much more efficient, which I'm all about. I'm so happy. And then, you know, most of us were doing all these things in our businesses. So anything that could like help us get things out the door quickly, market our business, you know, grow it, it's so amazing. And that's why I'm excited to see, you know, all that's coming even. So If you can tease us, is there anything else in the horizon that we can be excited about?
First of all, a lot of things. So yes, in this area of helping you share photos in a more effective way with vendors is coming. I'm talking now only about the smart features, right? So
Yes, sure. Or anything else,
because this
you're
year we're going
welcome.
to bring so much new things to the system. So not only on that front, but on that front. So yes, around helping you share better photos with your vendors. This is something that's we have it now with the photo filter, but this is something that we are going to improve and make it easier and faster and soon. There's a lot of work done on the slideshow and making it smarter with audio. So we're
Nice.
going to start a beta around that soon. So also so matching a photo and audio automatically in a better way. So this is also something that's
Although it
coming.
works pretty good now, but I'm excited to see how you're gonna
Yeah,
do that.
but now there are limitations. First of all, it is always a matter of taste, but now it was done by humans, right? We had students that were sitting. And we had an interface for them, and they were kind of working with a platform that we've developed for them to mark the beats and so on. The downside is that if you upload your own music, then it doesn't work. You have to do it for the system. It is more time consuming. So now it will be automated, and it will create a few different flavors in a much easier way. So you have the algorithm creates a few different flavors. You can use it or you cannot use it, but this is a additional thing. And around all this authoring capabilities, there's a lot of the roadmap is loaded with a lot of things that we are planning to do there. There are other stuff around the store. Helping people purchase in a better way with the smart algorithms that it's in general, we're trying that everything we do around that is always coming for, if I try to reduce it, it will always probably come to our photographers look better, our photographers sell more, right? We want
Yes,
to help. So
the end result.
yeah, that's basically everything tries to get to this point. So there's also efficiency in these type of things to help to save time. But we always first look into how to push the business. And pushing the business is helping the photographer look better, but more traffic and these type of things, and also how to help the photographer sell more. It's a professional photographer, so we want
Yes.
to help sell more. So these are basically the two leading principles. So there will be things around that, like you saw in the automated color selection. So it's
Yeah, I love that.
yes, it was. This is also, for example, something that has a huge usage rate. Most people use it.
Yeah, I was super excited when that first came out, and I was just like, oh yeah. And then you could just do it however you want, and you have so many options that it just makes it also individual to you as a business and your taste and your type of client. So I love to switch it up depending also on the type of clients I'm serving. So that's always such a huge plus. I love it.
So these are users. We had some kind of something which was more unique with the AI with the watermark protector that helps distort the watermarks in a way that makes it more difficult for AI to remove it. Right? There's today a lot of software apps that removes the AI watermark from the photos. We're moving in all kind of directions around
No,
around
that's
that.
great because I mean, how often do I see in Facebook groups where people are like, they have a business model how they sell the photos, right? And then they're like, my client stole my photos, which at first, like, what does that mean? I totally understand those business models, and
Actually,
now,
this is the motivation to do that came from the group. There was somebody who said, Oh, my client removed the watermark with an app and they stole them. And my immediate reaction says, what can I do? You know, we have this AI that removes the watermark, so it was removed. And somebody says, maybe we should confuse the AI somehow with the watermark or something like that. And I said, this is actually it's an interesting concept. And I went to our to Ziv, our the head of our research team, and he said, this is interesting, let me look into it. And a week later they came with a solution.
That's incredible.
Yes,
that's
that
pretty...
was nice.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about how things are going. I know, like, there's a lot of skepticism about AI in general for a lot of people. We don't know what the future holds, but I feel like most of us, we just should focus on this technology that's helping us, you know, and then otherwise, like, it can never replace us. Even when it comes to writing content copy, it's helpful, but I always encourage, hey, when you're even writing your blog post, you can bring your personality into it. You can make it you. It's just supposed to assist you, right? In any case, it's about being
what
a
I'm
helpful
saying,
tool.
Yes, all the concerns on the big level, you know, how our world will look like with AI is, I share that, you know, it's something
right.
that, but on the other hand, the tool-specific AI is just, if you don't use it, you're just losing a very powerful tool. So there, I think it's different on the general scheme of what's going on. This is quite interesting. What's what the future unfolds there, right? But using the tools, if you don't use it, then okay, it's not like not using a hammer or something. It's just another tool that gives you. But it's also good if somebody doesn't want to use it from the general perspective.
And before we wrap this whole thing up, I just also want to say that it is available in different languages, because we have people listening to this where maybe they're blogging in German or Spanish, and also the fact that it helps you in these different languages. Like for me, example, when I just use in other contexts, ChatGPT, I'm so happy to use it because most of my clients, I communicate in German and German is not my first language. And the fact that I can have ChatGPT check it through and correct that, I've become so much more independent where I don't have to run to my husband and be like, can you check this email for me? Not that it's, you know, it's just, it's a tool, people. It's, you know, if we don't use it, especially in these areas, it's more harming us than not. You know, I think it's totally fine. I'm excited about how it's helping us. So I love it.
What you said is important thing I forgot to mention, and I think maybe it is important tip, that the text search works also for the client side. It works in multiple languages, but if we're talking in the galleries, the search is leaning on the language you select for the gallery. So if you'll select German, it will also work on German searches, but you have to select the language for the gallery. That helps the system acknowledge the language. I forgot to say that.
No, it's incredible because it's relevant to me. Like I said, so 90% of my clients are German speaking. So that totally makes sense. It's incredible, but let's also let people know these features are not available in every package. You're not gonna have it on the free package of PixTime. Like you've got, it comes on the professional package and you've got the advanced package, right? And the advanced is where you can have the search abilities for the clients. Is that?
Yeah, the search for the clients comes only on the advanced, and all the other smart features you talked about are coming for professional and advanced.
Exactly. So I know
so
that there's
search,
a special...
search on the photographer side comes also for professional.
Exactly. Yes. The image filter is on the professional plan. And then if it's searching for the client side, that's on the advanced plan. And I did see that there's a 20% discount till March 6th,
yeah,
right? to get on the advanced plan. So You don't have much time. People run on it. And I mean, I'm sure it's really, really worth it. We've seen all the benefits. I'm just super psyched about all that's to come. Amir, thank you so much for taking the time to explain it to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such a pleasure. And you're welcome to come back on. Now we can do this again for the next big thing.
There are two interesting things coming in 2 months, let's say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's going to be a quick one. Get in touch.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Amir.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of My Wedding Season, the podcast. To be notified as soon as a new episode goes live, make sure that you subscribe. I'd love for you to write a comment or leave a review. Let me know what you want more of. For the show notes, head on over to www.wedding-photography-podcast.com. Cheering you on, and until next time.